Special guest this morning, 24 minutes to 8, one of the great midfielders of any era and maybe one of the best in the past 10 years is Dane Swan, and always a pleasure to have you in our studio. Swanee, how are you, mate?
Swanee.
Hey guys,
you're a bit banged up at the moment, mate. You've had surgeries on every part of your body just about in the last couple of years. You've got the moon boot on still. How are you travelling?
Yeah, not bad, mate. I travelled by Uber this morning. That's how I'm travelling.
Still can't drive?
No, not yet. Give me a little bit and I'll be right. But yeah, using the Uber system at the moment.
If you're a betting man, which you are, what's the chances of that foot being okay and you playing next year?
If I was a betting man, well, at the moment, I actually don't know until I get it out of the boot, but the surgeon said at the moment it's healing how it should be, so still got a lot of metal in there, but at the moment everything's going really well, so yeah, at the moment, good.
Mate, a couple of weeks ago we had a coffee, and you look like you just come out of a major car accident. You couldn't move, you'd broken. Let's go through it. What did you do to your foot and to your leg?
Well, fractured my fibula, I think.
Yep.
Up the top near the knee, and then I broke and damaged all five metatarsals, and then ruptured the Lanfranc ligament, which is the one you don't want to do. So
yeah,
that's the issue. I think bones will heal, but it's the
ligament.
It's the ligament.
And that's the one that was basically what happened in the old days, that fall off the horse at full gallop, being shot in cavalry charges, and keep the foot would get caught in a stirrup, and you go down and the foot would stay.
We were there that night. I remember seeing the incident, and at the time being totally unaware of the damage that had been done. So it was carnage.
Yeah, so was I.
What was the pain like on that one, Sonny? Because you got an enormous pain tolerance as a rule, and it takes a fair bit to get, but even your eyes were sort of popping out of their head on that particular night.
Yeah, it didn't tickle. I went down and hurt, and I tried to get back up again, and I was like, oh, I'm going to need another 10 seconds on the ground here. And the physios ran over and said, can you get up? And I was like, nicely, can you give me a second? It hurts a little bit. And then I actually wasn't worried about the foot. I thought I'd sprain my ankle. So I sprained my ankle on Anzac Day the year before, and kind of similar pain. I was like, oh, I'll be okay, and sort of hopped to the bench, and I just went to walk to the rooms, and I just thought I was sprained ankle, we'll tape that up in the rooms, I won't worry about it. But as I was walking back, I felt like the break in my leg. That's what I was worried about. I could feel like my bones moving. So I was like, Doc, something's wrong here.
I thought you'd done your knee straight away just the way it buckled under you. As it turned out, that was the one thing that didn't go.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Probably your ligaments, your knee too strong, and everything else broke around it. So you've had that. Now, the other day I walked in, you're in the gym. That I fell over when I saw that, the fact that you're in the gym.
Heard you were there, Ed. That's why I ran in there.
Do a couple of chin-ups, Swanee, and get out again.
You're into the moon boot. Hopefully that'll come up. But you started yesterday swimming and on the bike for the first time. Two natural habitats again that I've never thought I'd see you on a bike. And then the Ultra G is going to get a workout in the Collingwood gym, which is the machine. It's $120,000 machine, Dust, that you put this plastic skirt around your body, if you like, on a treadmill, and the air lifts you up so that you have limited amount of pressure of your foot hitting the ground.
I'd like to come down and see this.
Yeah.
When are you in that? Is there a timetable?
You want to be quick to catch me. probably late next week I'll probably start getting on it. But it's like walking on the moon sort of thing. You can go at 20% of your body weight, so you're really just touching it.
So how'd you go yesterday when you got on the bike for the first time? Because the flexibility is going to be the key for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the dorsiflexion, which I don't have at the moment. So I walk sort of with my foot pointed out a bit because I don't have the
up and down.
I can't go up and on my toes yet. So I did just a 20-minute bike, and my quads were pretty sore after 20 minutes. So it's a bit of a long road, but it was good. It was good to get a different sweat instead of, you know, I've just been on the grinder all the time and not the app grinder, just the...
Exactly, yeah. The one in the gym.
Not too much of a sweat on that, but just the one in the
You do have a lot of spare time on your hands these days, don't you?
Glad we cleared that up, Swanee.
Hey, can I just say, this is a bloke who doesn't care about coming back to play footy. Can you imagine what he's going through, the rehab, and not only that, but has set himself a major goal in the next fortnight?
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
I can't believe you trained so hard. Why have you set this date in 2 weeks' time to get yourself ready to go?
To be as good as I can in a couple of weeks. weeks because I'm actually going to Bali in 2 weeks. So for me, I'm man 60th. So I've told the physios I need to be taking a few risks, calculated risks to get back a bit earlier so I can cut around in some thongs.
Make sure you get on a motorbike while you're over there.
Absolutely.
That's always good. How many ways have we got to kill ourselves over in Bali at the moment?
The moped's surefire.
Well, moped, get on there. No helmet required. That'll be fun.
So there's Billy's birthday, is it?
Surfing.
Yeah.
Billy Swan, of course, the legendary Port Melbourne and Williamstown player, like he kicked the winning goal after the siren to win a premiership at Williamstown. Yep.
So that'll be great. He obviously seen that I would be out for a while before the season, because we booked it before the season started. So he obviously knew something that I didn't, that I'd have a bit of time on my hands this time of the year. So it's worked out, you know, all right, I guess. So I've got a bit more time to spend over there with the family and have a bit of fun over there, which will be great.
What's the timeline for you? How old are you now? 20, 32?
Yep. Yeah. Very young looking 32.
You are very young.
Absolutely.
Check the certificate. Don't worry about that. No, but 32 years of age. So let's have a serious look at this. What's your, in your mind, your game plan to getting back to playing football? You're giving yourself a chance.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I guess for this year, the Pies have to stay in the finals hunt. I guess, you know, I still think we can play finals, but if unfortunately it becomes evident that we can't, I'm not going to try and force myself back this year for, you know, round one game, because you know, in all seriousness, I'd get back coming through twos, maybe play the last game of the year or the game before. So there's no point trying to hurt my foot if we're not going to play finals.
You don't front up in the twos. There is no way you front up down there in the twos.
Well, straight, mate, after missing 4 or 5 months, mate, I think I'd have to.
Straight back in for you.
In the forward pocket. Well, if the sub rule was still going, it'd be perfect for me, exactly. But maybe they can bring it back.
Yeah, don't put this man down the twos. Hey, can you stick around, Swanee? There's a lot to talk to Swanee. I want to ask him about Cloakie and his mindset, where he's at, and always a lot. One of the most intriguing people in football is Dane Swan. More with him after a break. 17 minutes to wait here on Triple M.